In Chapter 3, we learned that the brain processes social rejection or shame the same exact way it processes physical pain. I suspect we'll eventually have the data to support my hypothesis about children storing shame as trauma. But in the meantime, I can say without hesitation that childhood experiences of shame change who we are, how we think about ourselves, and our sense of self-worth. We can work hard not to use shame as a parenting tool, but our children are still going to encounter shame in the outside world. The good news is that when children understand the distinction between shame and guilt, and when they know that we're interested and open to talking about these feelings and experiences, they are much more likely to talk to us about the shaming experiences they may encounter with teachers, coaches, clergy, babysitters, grandparents, and other adults who have influence in their lives. This is critically important because it gives us the opportunity to crop shame the way we do photographs. I often use a scrapbook as a metaphor to talk about the impact shame has on children. As parents, once we learn about shame, we will more than likely realize that, yes, we've shamed our children. It happens, even to shame researchers. Given the severity of the outcomes around shame, we'll also begin to worry that the shaming moments that happen outside our home will define our children despite our best efforts in the family. And those experiences will happen. Name-calling, put-downs, and teasing are rampant in our culture of cruelty. The good news, however, is that we have a lot of influence over how much power those experiences have in our children's lives. Most of us can remember shaming events from childhood that felt defining. But more than likely, we remember them because we didn't process those experiences with parents who were open to talking about shame and committed to helping us cultivate shame resilience. I don't blame my parents for that any more than I judge my grandmother letting me stand next to her in the front seat while she was driving. They didn't have access to the information we have today. Knowing what I do now, I think about shame and worthiness in this way. It's the album, not the picture. If you imagine opening up a photo album, and many of the pages are full of 8x10 photos of shaming events, you'll close that album and walk away thinking, shame defines that story.